Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, as well as security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the third watch right now, keeping America rolling along, thanks so very much, including our nation's truckers, the men and women out there, coast to coast, border to border, getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, don't forget that as we start the show out, we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, and all these people have been eagerly anticipating this, so hold on to your hats. Good morning, Kyle Warren.
Hey, good morning.
I got to let it wear down here.
Yeah.
They're just carrying on. They can't stand themselves. It's a beautiful night here in Tampa. Okay, calm down.
Yep.
All right, there they go. They've gone back in.
I'm pumped.
Yep, well, they're pumped too, because last call for alcohol, and they've already had plenty, so it is what it is. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And as always, we underline and put exclamation marks around the words under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, first I got to say hello and thanks to everybody that came out last night at the Tampa Bay Trump Club over at Muggs in the Icott Center. We had a big crowd. Everybody had a good time. We had some great speeches and a lot of inspiration to get the people fired up again and get them moving along. Celebrated President Donald Trump's birthday. Had a big, we got a birthday card that was there. We had a big card. We had a little card. Several hundred people filled out the little card, and Donald Trump's going to get it, and everybody's going to have a good time. And isn't that something? It's just amazing that you're able to get with a group of like-minded people, and there's no arguments, there's no dissension, there's none of that stuff. It's just everybody's having a good time.
Well, that is very, very cool. Absolutely.
And by the way, isn't it the way it's supposed to be?
Well, sure. Yeah.
Now, tell us what you think when I tell you something like that, and I tell you a whole bunch of people got together and nobody got in an argument.
Well, I got to tell you, I think that, typically because the people share the same kinds of values.
That's it.
Yeah, and whereas they may disagree on this or that, the general thrust of the direction to go typically isn't in question, and that's really how the United States had been to a great degree, in the sense that we knew what our values were, but there's been a lot of people that have tried to really sow a lot of division among the American people, and that's where things really begin to break down.
Now, we've got some news coming out of Israel. Israel once again sent their aircraft in to hit Hamas positions inside the Gaza Strip because of the incendiary balloons. Those are the arson balloons that they send over into Israel, and then wherever they come down, they start fires in Israel, which creates a lot of problem, a lot of havoc. And Israel last night, again, launched an attack against some positions in Gaza, so that's still a fluid situation over there.
Well, it certainly is, and obviously the very first test, literally right out the gate, for Israel's new Prime Minister Bennett. And so obviously they've got to defend themselves. I can't imagine, Captain, the idea of arson balloons, again, indiscriminate weapons of attack that were designed to start fires in Israel and evidently started almost 24 fires, according to reports. Fortunately, we don't have any reports of any casualties on either side, but the IDF has to take this very seriously.
Right. Now, what do you suppose you're flying a wall when Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin meet today? What do you suppose is going to happen? Do you think Putin's going to control the discussion, or do you think Joe Biden is going to sit there and try to be, control the directive? I cannot picture Joe Biden trying to be the tough guy.
Well, I think what they're working towards, and especially on the Biden side, and I think as well on the Putin side, they both want to be able to come out and basically declare some kind of victory over the discussions in some way. It just depends on the tenor of how they really go, whether or not we'll hear things like, well, we found some common ground, we're going to do this and that, and we've decided we're going to meet again at some point in the future. But in reality, I think Joe Biden's going to come out and say how he told Vladimir Putin how the cow jumped over the moon, basically, about this and that and ransomware and so forth. And Putin is probably going to say very little, but perhaps by the little that he says will communicate that he's not taking a lot of this very seriously from Biden.
Well, the mainstream media is trying everything they can do to prop up this president and make him look like he's a strong man, tough guy, in the same mold as Donald Trump. But the fact of the matter is the world is seeing a weak president.
And we hate to say it. This is so bad because, again, Vladimir Putin, just like the Chinese communist regime, they will size up a person like Biden in the state that he's in and figure that they might be able to get away with something.
All right, hold that thought. And by the way, last night, folks, I did my imitation of Joe Biden standing at the podium. It was 10 seconds of silence. that was my imitation of Joe Biden. 10 seconds of silence. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
I think we will. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging up my my telephone right now, waiting for me to get done telling you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Now, as all of you know, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health system that helps my body reduce inflammation, the problems that I have with my left foot and my ankle and my leg. And I take it religiously, 2 packets a day, one when I get up and one about midnight before I get into the active show movement here, radio show movement. Now, the reason it works for me is simple. It's because of the natural ingredients in the product. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which lowers or even eliminates pain associated with whatever the problems are you're having by going straight to the source of the problem. And I've never seen anything quite like it. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins that you have to have in your body anyway. And it also comes in convenient individual packets and supports healthy joints and muscles, too, to help speed up the healing process. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and you can get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And remember, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. After all you got to lose is pain. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. On the telephone, we have got the honorary unofficial, but it could be official anytime, running for mayor of Clearwater, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, I was talking to just some random people the other day that I met in the street or whatever. And, you know, when the president first took office, I was kind of terrified, but I think we're rounding a corner, Kyle, because a lot of these people that I talk to who tend to be either Democratic or lean more towards the Democratic side are expressing to me that, you know, look, this is not what I signed up for. I mean, you know, granted, I have Democratic values, but some of the things that these people are promoting now are just downright ridiculous. And, you know, like that lady that went in front of the school board and pretty much blasted them for, you know, pushing critical race theory and you know, teaching kids that the police are bad and this and that and whatnot. I honestly believe, Kyle, that I think that people are starting to wake up, and I think you're seeing a lot of Democrats, you know, come 2022, I really think that we're going to see a red wave, unlike the, you know, what we didn't see when President Trump didn't get reelected. Well, he got elected and it was stolen, but, you know, we have to go by what we have to go by. But bottom line, Kyle, I think people are starting to drink coffee and waking up and saying, you know what, this is ridiculous and we're not going to go for this. So what do you think about that, Kyle? It makes me feel a lot better. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, Kyle, you go ahead and answer it first, and then I'm going to tell you what I know.
Well, thank you, Captain, and thank you, Mike, for the call. You know, what I was just mentioning earlier at the top of the program tonight was this idea that, you know, Americans generally have similar values in the sense that the general thrust of where we know the country should go and what is good and what is wrong and this kind of thing. But, yes, we may have disagreements on this and that. And I think that's what a lot of these Democrats that you're talking about are really responding to. They didn't sign on to defunding the police and demonizing the police and all these other things that we see going on, and they realize that what happened was, of course, the Biden campaign and so forth lied to them, just out and out lied to them about the kind of unifying force they were going to be, and they've really come in with this heavily far left destabilizing, and I think that's the right word to use, destabilizing factors that they're actively bringing into the public square. So yes, I do feel a lot better about things myself, knowing that we're hearing these kinds of things from people. It's called being reasonable.
All I can tell you is I told you so.
Yeah.
Because I told you that people were starting to feel the effect in their wallets, And I heard that again last night at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. They were feeling the effects in their wallets, and they were starting to see the results of it in the school system, and, you know, it just wasn't the way that things were. But what we're dealing with is we're dealing with a full-fledged battle against Marxism, against socialism, against communism. And I mean full-blown, you name it, bang it off the wall, hammer and sickle communism.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And it's this notion that, you know, capitalism's bad, yeah. America's bad, et cetera, and this will make everything better.
All right, let's go to the telephone lines right now, and I think we've got, is this Todd in Tampa? Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, so much for that, whoever that was. Let's go to the next line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, so much for that. Well, let's try it one more time. Here comes the call here. Good morning. Is this Todd in Tampa? I don't hear him. Okay. So I don't know what's going on there, but apparently they're not. Their line isn't getting through for whatever reason. Because it looks like the number was Todd. But anyway, try it again, caller. We'll try to get you in here if we can. But the thing, here comes the call again. Let's see what we got. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? All right. Got me.
Yeah, well, sometimes, especially technology, doesn't always agree with everything. But, yeah, this, you know, but the ideas you're talking about, too, Captain, not only are we seeing these things happen from the political perspective, but also people are saying that, oh my goodness, inflation is starting to run rampant. I mean, this is not going to just settle back down what we would hope that it would, but we don't see the indications that it really would somehow settle down and prices would go back down and people's dollars would go farther. It looks like the opposite's happening.
Yeah, let me try this again. Good morning, caller. What's your name or where are you calling from? Nobody there. I heard somebody breathing, but that's it. Okay, well, we'll just ignore that number, somebody that's playing a game or something. But here's the thing, again, Colin, getting back to where we were. The fact of the matter is Joe Biden is going to be sitting down with Vladimir Putin, and he's going to try to confront the Russian strongman as an equal. Well, there's nothing equal about Putin and Biden, nothing. He's also, as we know, probably going to talk to him about the microwave attacks on our U.S. spies and our diplomats and the constant hacking that's been going on. We're probably going to hear about all of that, but who knows what else is going to happen, right?
Well, right. You know, and of course, these are the kinds of pre-planned things that you would expect that the American president would go and talk to the Russian leader about. But I have a feeling that Vladimir Putin is going to simply say something to the effect of, this is not what we do. We don't have any real information about this. There are those that, you know, take matters into their own hands and so forth. And he'll sort of deflect it as much as he can. I think at least publicly, who knows what he might say to Biden privately, and that might be, again, designed to try to rattle Biden's cage. But President Biden, no matter what, you know, should be able to rattle back just as much, because obviously, you know, he's got to understand that, you know, the United States and the Western world, the free world, is in a very, very bad position at this point, and Biden's condition only seems to make that worse. And so hopefully he can try to overcome that, because the good of all of our countries is at stake in the free world then.
Yep. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Todd in Tampa. This is the first time ever that you've had static on the phone.
I don't have static on the light. I hear you clear as a bell. Go ahead.
If you're on a business here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get down to business.
Go ahead. All right, he's got a problem on his line. Do you hear it?
I think he's got a bad connection.
Yeah, he's got some sort of bad connection. He's cutting in, cutting out, cutting in, cutting out.
Yep.
So who knows what it is there, but...
if it's a cell phone, that could very well be.
Well, it's hard to say, but we're going to break. So when we come back from the break, folks, we'll see what's going on. It is what it is. It's the modern-day live radio touch, and you never know what you're going to get. So, Todd, try another phone and call us back, or change your location and call us back. We'll try to get you on. All righty, the Captain's America Third Watch rolls along for a Wednesday morning. We've got a very busy show today, and don't forget Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright coming on at 5:30 in hour number 4. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer signaled that he would start the reconciliation process on Wednesday that could open the door to pass President Biden's infrastructure plan with a party-line vote. That process could ultimately mean that the president's American Jobs Plan and American Family Plan could be passed with simple majority votes instead of needing the usual 60 votes. He told reporters he wants to hold a vote on a budget resolution in July.
We hope to get the budget resolution, which, as you know how it works. The budget resolution has the big top-line numbers, needs 50 votes, has to go through reconciliation, and then you work out all the details. But we hope to get that first budget resolution on the floor and passed in July, as well as the bipartisan proposal.
Schumer said he also plans on bringing a smaller bipartisan infrastructure bill to the floor next month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark. And Mark is still down there in Key West. He'll be coming back to do the weekend show. And I appreciate the fact that we were able to start the week out on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program and talk to the country about guns, and that Kyle Warren was my guest, and he talked about the gun laws and legislation that was coming forth, so the good and the bad, I might add. But this portion of the program is brought to you by our new friend, Mike Lindell, from MyPillow. Remember, MyPillow started it all a few years ago, and Mike Lindell has been ostracized and chastised by the best of the progressive left liberal socialists out there trying to put him out of business and put him under wraps. It's not going to happen, not on my watch, which is why I told Mike Lindell I'm going to do everything I can to help him. Now, he's got a tremendous deal right now for the Captain's America Third Watch listeners. If you want a pillow and you want to try it and see what it's all about, the MyPillow premiums right now, you're going to save $40 on the price. $40, the lowest price ever on a MyPillow. And you're going to get it with the promo code CAPTAIN. The promo code CAPTAIN. Now, you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, order anything that's over there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. Save yourself a big bunch of money. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, use the product code CAPTAIN on anything you see over there, and you will save a bunch of money and get the great MyPillow products. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, our friend Todd has been hanging on the line very patiently to get in, so I'm going to go over there. And good morning, Todd, and go ahead and get your 60 seconds in.
I had to step outside, a little technical difficulties there, but let's get down to
Biden coming back as America again. Okay, we don't want it. The American people don't want you. Republicans, these fake Republicans over here, we don't want you to spend. Have the money. But we don't have the.
All right, okay, I got to let him go. He's got a bad cell tower over there.
Yeah, something it's cutting in and out. We can't follow it.
No, it's a bad cell tower. I can only hear about every third word. So that's a bad cell tower over there is what that is. It's unfortunate, but it does happen sometimes. And, you know, cell towers are just like people. They get worked hard too, right?
Right, exactly.
All right, well, let's go back to where we were and continue to move full speed along here. What the hell is going on with Southwest Airlines? They've got people stranded, travelers stranded, all throughout the country as technical issues that they've been having continue. It's something about the weather system that they use on their aircraft.
Well, that's right, Captain. This is a third-party vendor, they say, that helps to provide, as you said, weather information to their pilots, basically in flight. And so this began to have a problem. This happened yesterday, around about this time or so, maybe a few hours earlier. And what it did is it caused a complete ground stop for Southwest for a time. And at that time, we were getting different reports that the flights were beginning to resume. Well, it's gone into a second day where they've evidently had some other kind of issue that's carried over from this, and it continued to cause Southwest to have these kinds of problems. There's no word at this point that this is any kind of a disruption that was deliberate, like a hack or anything like that. But obviously, if your weather data provider is having issues, then you can't have the planes fly safely.
No, of course not. It'd be like flying with your eyes closed.
Exactly right. Exactly right. But, of course, that's also, you know, cascaded over different travelers and so forth. And it's been maybe a not great 24, almost 48 hours of people. If they've got their flights canceled, they've got to scramble, and they've got to try to find alternate means of transportation.
Correct. Now, the Trump CDC director has expressed concern about the gain-of-function research, recalling shuttering the Maryland germ lab over all of this.
Right. You know, this, you know, we hear these terms, gain of function, and it sounds, you know, pretty awesome in the
sense.
Sounds
ominous.
Yes, exactly. Because it truly is. What they're doing is they would be trying to figure out how to make these kinds of things more potent, how to infect human beings, as opposed to this particular kind of thing being passed between animals or particular species of animals. So, yeah, it is very scary. And what it does is it smacks of the idea that you're creating something for an offensive purpose. So now whether or not this was funded by American dollars, that's really the $64,000 question, as it were. And that's something that I think Dr. Fauci even doesn't really want to get too far in the weeds about.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, the money went over to China to do something. And if it was for gain-of-function research, that's huge.
Right. And I want to say hello to Andra down in Bradenton chiming in, and we appreciate hearing from you. Any other folks that are in the chat room as well? Let me see here. We got Amanda in there, Sam the Paperman's in there, Bill C's in there, Lynn up in Cape Cod, our buddy Bill Bunkley's in there, Chris Markowski's up early, Tammy the dental hygienist is in there, Sony up in Wisconsin, and 62 more people, and thanks very much, and keep the conversation clean in there. By the way, Jeff will get in there in a little while and stir the pot, won't he?
He will.
By the way, that's Jeff. I introduced Jeff to the crew last night, the people that were there. I said, by the way, back there at my table, we have Jeff from Sarasota, and we have Wild Bill back there, so everybody got a chance to see them because they're out usually where we're at. Okay, the Senate has approved Juneteenth as a federal holiday after Senator Ron Johnson dropped his objection. Why are we doing this?
Well, it's very interesting. Yeah, you're right. It was unanimously passed, by the way, and it's going to go to the House. It may take a little bit of time to run through the House. We will see. But, you know, I think that, of course, June 19th, is commemorated because back in 1865, that's when the very last groups of people were finally told that the Emancipation Proclamation had occurred some 2 years earlier in 1863. It's recognized in many different ways, and we'll see if it becomes an actual federal holiday. Yeah.
Well, that's what they want. Also, China has bolstered their ties with Russia as an important force for stability following the NATO summit. Now, NATO had a joint exercise with a lot of their members while the leaders were meeting there. And Russia and China are apparently going to be getting together in their various parts of the hemisphere, in particular the South China Sea, which we've got a lot of news about tonight, I might add, because of what's going on over there. So what do you think that means when you're talking about China and Russia are getting buddy-buddy?
Well, I think that China is not happy at all with even the what was said about China at the G7 and the idea of trying to get harder language essentially against China and what it's been up to and the kinds of threats that it really poses. And I think there was some kind of official response from China saying they weren't really happy with the tone of the whole thing. Basically, just paraphrasing here. But of course, yes, China is on the rise, and they're going to partner with the most obvious partner they can find, which is going to be Russia. And because the reaction that there was the other day, for example, when the movie actor said something that they didn't like about Taiwan, that was a huge problem. And so it just goes to show that I think China's very, very, they're very concerned about the way that they're being perceived, but at the same time, they also believe that they have a mission. And this is one of the things the G7 can help to stand up to, NATO, I should say, can stand up to as well, and they're going to flex their muscles when they find the ability to do so.
Yeah. Now, you live how far from Los Angeles?
I'm about an hour away from Los Angeles, south of L.A.
And what is the homeless problem with the people living on the streets like where you're at?
Well, I'll tell you this. It is a little bit different than you say if you're going to L.A. proper or if you're going to Venice Beach, for example. There's a huge problem there. But I will tell you that just even anecdotally, we see a lot more homeless activity than perhaps we ever have. There, here in Orange County, a couple of years ago, there was a major homeless encampment over by Angel Stadium in Anaheim that eventually got cleared out. But it's really now ubiquitous. You can't drive anywhere without encountering, you can't travel around the communities anywhere without encountering it, perhaps in a much greater way than you ever did, certainly a few years ago.
And see, you never thought you would have seen that.
Exactly.
And that's why I asked you. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And this program is all about we the people. It is we the people that makes the country go. If we get it, we hope you get it. And Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of The Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way. We appreciate you doing that. That's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hooah out there to everybody from Fort Benning, Georgia. And thank you for getting on that wall and doing what needs to be done to keep the rest of us free and safe. Well, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And then join the Drivers Club. You can do it right there while you're there using the kiosk right there at the Flying J or the Pilot. Join the Drivers Club. You get points for the food you buy, the fuel you buy, and the supplies that you buy in the truck store. Add up very quickly, and you can use them for discounts on whatever else you decide to buy on down the line. All right, here we go. A little Blackberry Smoke tonight. Remember them? Blackberry Smoke.
Devil out of. You better make a getaway.
Blackberry smoke. Yeah, Blackberry smoke. I'll tell you what, Kyle, they can get it going.
Yeah, that's really got a great sound to it. No doubt about it.
Yeah, the driving guitar and the big old bass. I love that when they get the bass going there, the driving guitar. That just gets it going for me. All righty, well, we got to talk about the weather, and I'm going to read the weather statement, then give it to you, and then I'm going to come back and talk about what we could be seeing later in the Gulf of Mexico. Hope we don't, but I got to talk about it. A dangerous heat wave will continue to bring record temperatures to much of the west through the rest of the week. A tropical disturbance is in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. We're watching it very closely. This will likely form into a tropical depression late this week and could become something different over the weekend. That's all I'm going to say. We don't know for sure, but you need to pay attention if you're anywheres around the Gulf of Mexico, whether you're on the other side over there in Texas or whether you're on this side over here in Florida, because this is going to be a big-time rainmaker. And if it goes to Louisiana, and if it goes to Mississippi, and if it goes to eastern Texas, they can't stand the kind of rain that's coming their way. It's going to be a terrible, terrible deluge of rain. Now, heavy rain could begin to impact portions of the northern Gulf Coast as soon as Friday morning. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We'll start up again in Big Sky Country tonight. Continued fire weather warnings, excessive heat warnings all through northeastern and southeastern Montana tonight. So if you're traveling up on U.S. Highway 2, you've got that to contend with. Also, fire weather warnings and heat near Billings. Also, Bozeman as well. Bozeman looking like, well, it's going to be about 80 in the low 80s as we go through Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, a little bit more on Saturday, but still kind of on a little bit odd in terms of the kinds of heat that we're seeing across in some of these different areas. But also in the Denver area, we've also got some very high temperatures. It's going to be close to 100 as we move into the daytime. But over in Grand Junction and I-70, this is one of the first times we understand that an excessive heat warning has been put into that area. Look for triple digits there, maybe upwards of well over 100 degrees. That also goes throughout almost all of Utah. Excessive heat warnings, advisories, literally all over the Southwest. Let's take a look at a couple of numbers for this. For example, in Phoenix, you're looking at 115 degrees. Las Vegas, at least 113. Our friends in Salt Lake City at 96. Palm Springs checking in tomorrow at about 114 degrees. So you get the idea of just how hot it really is. Los Angeles, Orange County area, maybe a little pocket of milder temperatures by comparison, reaching only really into the high 80s and low 90s earlier today. But that excessive heat warning continues all the way up through Northern California, Captain. It's here to stay for several days.
Well, let's take a look at South Dakota, because coming up I-29, South Dakota, from the Nebraska line on up, you're going to have some really hot weather, hot temperatures, and through central Nebraska, going on down on an angle over there towards Colorado, really hot temperatures. If you're coming out of Colorado on I-76, you're going to be in it till you get to I-80 for about maybe an hour's worth of driving, and then you'll see it there. Now, we do have a little area around Kansas City of some fog tonight and some just stagnant air that's there that's making a mess out of things. Also, down in Oklahoma City, and going up I-44 towards Tulsa, you've got, again, stagnant air and some fog in the area, making things a little bit challenging for the driving tonight. Metroplex of Dallas, same thing down there. You've got that stagnant, warm, miserable air with all the emissions and things hanging closer to the ground. So be careful there. A little bit of a haze tonight as you're driving around. San Antonio, same thing there. Houston, same thing there. Over towards the Louisiana line, same thing over in that area. You do have flood watches and warnings, again, still up into the northeastern part of just east of the Mississippi River, I should say, in Mississippi, and that is not going to go away. So keep that in mind. Now, as this system, okay, moves towards the Gulf inward, you're going to have some real weather to deal with. Again, this is going to be a big-time rainmaker. Right now, it's pretty much stalled down there
in the Gulf of San Campeche down in southern Mexico. And it's just raining down there, creating problems down there. That will begin to move today and tomorrow very slowly. And it's going to move out into the central or northeastern part of the Gulf of Mexico as a tropical depression. It could become a tropical storm. I don't believe, neither do the weather forecasters, it's going to be anything other than that, other than being a huge rainmaker. We're talking about areas that are going to get 10, 15, and 20 inches of rain just based on what we see right now. Again, Kyle, they can't afford that kind of rain. From Beaumont east across Louisiana over into Mississippi, they just can't. The area is totally saturated. That's exactly right, and it doesn't bode well for the beginning of the season. No, and here we go again. For some reason, the weather, the storm, is coming right in the same place again where last summer, they had I don't know how many storms went up through there. That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. So this is maybe it's time to move. Well, yeah, I don't know. We keep seeing, as you said, the very same things happening over and over again. It's Groundhog Day. Yeah, well, we certainly thoughts and prayers go out to everybody there, but you need to start getting ready right now. And if you're in a low-lying area and you're where I just told you, you need to get out. You need to go to higher ground and get out because there's no way to get out of all this heavy rain and the water that's coming your direction. Again, this is a storm, and when they sit out there in the Gulf like they have for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days, they really become big-time rainmakers. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, don't forget to check out the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a free cup of coffee. And while you're there, join the Drivers Club. You'll be glad you did. All right, I'll be right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.